back at Buffalo Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. No score as we begin the second quarter. Wimberley against Giddings. And this game has historically been a pretty close one, Jared, so we may have another close one here tonight.
That certainly looks like it. Defense is coming up big on several plays. Offense just hadn't quite got the rhythm yet going, so we'll see if in the second quarter that changes.
Second down and six now for Wimberley. Weeks has Hunter Williams to his right in the backfield. He's going to roll right now. Throws long right. He's got a man, and it's incomplete. He had his receiver, Cade Stover, and it was just about a foot or two too long. Gosh, he was open, though, Jared. That was a shot that had a chance to work if JoJo had been able to drop that in there.
Yeah, good pass, you know. Got just over to the receiver's hands right there, but you know that establishes that deep pass a little bit too. Opens up maybe some of the inside running lanes for Hunter Guy and as well as Jake Cockerham too. So you know, third down, six, midfield right here, and be an interesting call from Coach Warren as well too. See if they're in fourth down territory if they get anywhere close.
Weeks, shotgun, back to throw. Heavy pressure. Scrambling, he's going to be thrown down. He threw it up in the air as he was falling on the ground, but they're saying that he was down before he threw it way back at the 33-yard line. Gosh, that's going to be a tremendous loss of yardage of about 16 yards. And I got a feeling Doug Warren, when JoJo goes to the sideline, Doug's going to say, "Don't do that again. Let's not do that."
Yeah, that's one of those where if you're the head coach of the football team and you're the quarterback's coach, as a quarterback's coach, you may want to get there before the head coach does and pull him to the side and maybe have about a 1 minute conversation with him before the head coach gets to him.
That's right. JoJo was just trying to throw it away. I'm sure he was getting spun around and sacked, and his knee hit the ground, and he just kind of fired it straight up into the air. Here's Wyatt Mann now back to punt. For the Texans, good snap, gets the punt away. Kind of goes off the right side of his foot, though. This is going to end up being a pretty short punt. See where they mark it on that far sideline.
I don't see a referee anywhere, actually.
I see one walking at about the 50. He's going to mark it at the Giddings 49-yard line, so that's about a 20-yard punt. So Giddings will have excellent field position. With 11:40 left to play in the second quarter. Well, if you like defense, Jared, you got to like this ball game, huh?
Yeah, so far a lot of tackling. You know, both of the good thing that comes out of this at this point right now, if you're Coach Warren as well, if you're the coach of Giddings, is your inside play has been fantastic. Your linebackers,
no doubt,
have just played phenomenal ball games on both teams.
Grimm again at quarterback, Orocio behind him. He'll give it to Orocio right up the middle, breaks a tackle, and then he's stuffed after a gain of five. Looked like Ben Garza got him.
It was Ben Garza. We know the history of him, and we know what he can do. And, you know, he got that 3 yards, and Ben said, "That's all you're going to get today."
Boy, he shut him down 1-1. Mano y mano, didn't he?
Yeah, that's two pretty good-sized individuals. Ben being obviously a little bit smaller than him, but brings quite a bit of punch with him.
It's kind of weird, but I could tell by the tackle that it was Ben. I couldn't see his number, though. Here's the short receiver screen, looking for running room and not going to have much of it. Might have gotten a yard. It might be only to the line of scrimmage. That's Sebastian Taylor on the catch. No gain. It'll be third down and seven.
Yeah, no gain. We had four Texans get a shot on him. I think Caden Kowalski probably ended up getting him down at the very end. But a good play right there, forcing him back up the line, too, not letting him get vertical, not letting him get any yards. Taking him back really right over the logo midfield.
Third down and seven now. Big play for this Wimberley defense. No score. Just underway in the second quarter. Pitch left to Orocio. Looking for running room. He's not going to find it. Wiped out. I think that was Gavin Martinez who upended him right at the line of scrimmage. And the Giddings Buffaloes will be forced to punt again, should they choose to do so. Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to run the punt team back out there. And Gavin came up, you know. Again, Gavin gives a little size to the big back right there on an option play. He's kind of out there on an island on his own. He said, "You know what? I'm going to go low this time."
Segura is the punter standing at his own 40. Colby Crowder standing at his own 20 to receive it. Line drive punt. Crowder might be able to take this one. No, it went over his head and bounced. And now it's going to bounce inside the 10 inside the five and down to the two-yard line. What a punt by Segura. Texans will be backed up almost into their own goal line.
Yeah, good punt. And, you know, that's where the value of your special teams comes in right there. Penn and Wimberly far, far back. You had the, you know, the Wimberly turnaround a minute ago, the punt. I believe we said 17, 20 yards. Leaves it at the 49-yard line of the Giddings Buffaloes. Giddings comes back, good punt. Two-yard line of Wimberly, 98-yard field to drive right here.
And it's such a big deal in a scoreless game like this. You know, the special teams really become so very important. Masur now is back in the game at quarterback. Nope, I'm wrong about that. No, that is Masur. They're so far away, he's standing 4 yards deep in his own end zone. Takes the snap, turns, gives it to Williams. Right up the middle, he's got the five. A nice gain out to the 7 yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of about five. It'll be second and five.
Yeah, and overall, that's one of the better runs that we've seen so far. You know, five yard run, obviously, in the second quarter. That's not one thing that you're going to hear a whole lot. But Hunter ran with some confidence right there, ended up running over that outside linebacker, taking him a little bit, ended up gaining, it looks like, 5-6 yards.
And I think it would be accurate to say that Masur is generally considered the running quarterback of these two quarterbacks, and he's in there now. You got a feeling that Doug Warren's going to try to pound himself away from that goal line. Long count, flags, free play. Caught over the middle to Martinez, I believe, out to the 15-yard line. We'll see what the flag's all about.
Looked like a false or a offsides on the defense right there, like exactly like you said, free play. Davin, you know, kind of threw it up there to Gavin. Had a had Colby actually running a running an out route, running a post or a corner route across there. So either one of them chose the inside one, and still a big gain.
Out to the 15-yard line. We'll see what the indication is. Yeah, it's going to be offsides Gettings. They'll decline this, I would think, because they got it all the way out to the 15-yard line. And they were at about the 8-yard line. They'll decline this. Yeah. So a big deal to get the first down coming off your own goal line, Jared.
Yep, and again, it gives confidence to Davin, you know, firing the ball out there and really, you know, kind of had that free chance to really throw a laser in there to Gavin. Gavin corrals it and you know, hauls it down to the 15, shortens that field up a little bit.
So a new set of downs for the Texans now. Williams, who didn't play last week, I know he's been suffering from an injury, and he did not play last week. He's getting a lot of playing time this week. Throw over the middle. It's deep and intercepted. Intercepted at the 40-yard line. Still on his feet is the defensive back as the Texans are trying to get him and finally push him out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. And that is Jason James fighting with Colby Crowder back there, I think, and he came away with a pickoff.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He threw it up to Colby, underthrew that ball a little bit, and Colby tried to adjust, tried to slow his route down to keep that defender behind him, but just couldn't do it. A little bit underthrown, and you're right, Gavin and Colby both kind of hand-fought him for a minute to bring him down.
So the Texans got a turnover early. They got an interception in Giddings territory, could not convert. The Buffaloes badly wants some points here. Ball at the Wimberly 30-yard line. Back to throw. Throwing it far, deep, left side. Caught at the five and into the end zone for a touchdown. 30 yards. And that is Grimm to Travion Johnson. How about that? One-on-one coverage, Jared. And he just outleaped him and got the football.
Yeah, he jumped up. Gavin didn't get his head back around and tried to throw his hands up there at the last minute. But an excellent pass by Grimm, who we've seen him throw quite a few good passes tonight. Some of them incomplete, but connected on that one for a touchdown.
Here's the extra point try, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. 8:18 left to play in the second quarter. Giddings on the board first. Buffalo 7, Wimberly nothing. You're listening to Wimberly Texans football on WimberlyRadio.org and on KOWO 104.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Back at Giddings, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Giddings Buffaloes fans, now they're on their feet trying to catch those little plastic footballs. Those things hurt like heck when they hit you in the head, I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah, especially if you get a cheerleader with a good arm down there.
Yeah.
You can get it up there and, you know, she decides to throw it low and short, man,
yeah,
can poke an eye out.
It's all fun until somebody gets an eye poked out. Here's the kickoff. Crowder's going to take it. Nope, he's going to let Gavin Martinez have it at the 15 to the 20. Hard hit. And brought down at the 23-yard line is Gavin Martinez. Buffalo's pretty fired up after getting on the board first here tonight.
Yeah, Texans need to do a good job right here. Establish long drive, run the ball well, gain that momentum back from, because like you said, big plays can change the game. We got a lot of momentum right here. One play after the interception, Giddings goes down and scores. Wimberley's got to put a good drive together right here.
Well, and you learn in coaching 101, Jared, I'm sure you know this, being an old football player, turnovers will kill you. And certainly Texans having that turnover and suffering that deep in their own territory certainly killed them as the Buffaloes were able to get on the board first here tonight. 8-12 left to play in the second quarter. Masur will turn and give it right up the middle. It's Hunter Williams. He gets to the 25 and falls forward to the 27-yard line. Pick up a 4. It'll be second down and 6. Again, stay with us at halftime. We'll let you enjoy some of the bands. Might be able to look up some scores. Pass those along to you. Thrilled that you've joined us. And remember, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's game, you can give our office a call at 512-965-9969. That's 512-965-9969. We can give you a copy. You can listen to myself and Jared while you're at work. Snap is to Masur, but flags just prior to the snap. And I believe Texans are also going to take a timeout. We'll keep it here. Now they're going to wave off the flag. That is a Wimberley timeout. Folks, we want to let you know, next few months is our new Sun radio station. We talked about it a little bit as we were coming on the air tonight. Our new radio station, COWO 104.1 FM, will be working to improve our signal. And we will also be looking for volunteers, show ideas. We'd love to hear from you if you have any ideas in that regard. It's getting ready to get amped up. That's all I'm going to tell you. 512-965-9969 is our number. And you can bet that we're getting ready to really show up and show out, as my son likes to say.
Well, there's definitely some new phrases out there, and that's one of them. Sometimes I wonder if I'm older than I feel. After hearing some of these kids and some of the different things that they say, it doesn't make any sense to me, but, hey, it sounds cool.
And you're a lot younger than I am. All right, here's Wimberley now, second down and 6 from their own 27-yard line, trailing 7-0, 7:23 left in the second quarter. Masur will scramble. Now he's going to run, looking for running room. He's got some running room, got a great block, and that's going to be flagged as Masur runs out of bounds for the first down. But this is going to be a flag against Wimberley. The Wimberley lineman went low for the block there, Jared, and looks like he got the Giddings player. down low, and the Giddings player is going to be down and attended to by the trainers. Let's take a break. 7:14 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley, nothing. Giddings leading them 7-0, I should say. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on wimberleyradio.org and on COWO 104.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
Well, you hate to see that. Giddings running back Alex Orocio coming off the field, not putting any weight on that left leg. Texans will be facing a second down and six. A clipping call against the Texans, so they're going to back them up now. Put the ball around the Wimberley 15-yard line, I believe. Yeah, that's where it is. My math is immaculate, Jared Robinson.
I'm looking at the chains on the far side, and they're still there. I'm wondering.
Second down and forever now. They backed them up after the clipping call.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. See if the Texans can overcome this now. Sorry about that, Jared. I stepped on you a little bit. Here's Davin rolling right, throwing right. It's picked off at the 22-yard line. Picked off again by Jones to the 20. He might take this to the house. 10, cutback, 5, touchdown, Giddings, pick 6. And just like that, it's 13-0.
We've talked about it several times, big plays. Not a great decision right there by Davin. Rolls out, got a receiver a little bit over the defensive back there, but ends up not getting enough air underneath it.
Jason James, he's the young man that had the interception a couple of minutes ago.
Yep.
This one he takes all the way to the house. Jesse Portellis is in for the extra point drop.
Several good cuts by by Giddings right there, too. He ended up running, only got about 20 yards, but ended up running 60 for it.
The extra point attempt is up and into the dark night and good. And with 6:58 left to play in the second quarter, in the blink of an eye, it's Giddings 14, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on wimberleyradio.org and on COWO 104.1 FM.
Support comes from Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings and by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Well, a couple of turnovers have led to 14 points. The Giddings Buffaloes have used a couple of interceptions and taken advantage of both of them. One play after an interception, they scored a touchdown, and then they took a pick six to the house. So it's 14-0 with 6:58 left to play in the second quarter. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you from Buffalo Stadium in Giddings. Portellis with the kickoff. Deep kickoff. Crowder runs back and gets it at his 1 yard line. He's got the 10, the 15, 20. Look out, he's got the 25. And brought down at the 27 yard line. Had he broken that tackle, he might still be running.
And we talked about it in the beginning of the game of last week. We talked about it this week. He's an electric player. Again, from straight line, not the fastest kid, but Hard kid to break down. Good cuts left to right. Good acceleration. First two steps on him is dynamic.
You know, I heard Doug Warren last week talking about how Colby wasn't that fast. And I thought, he looks pretty fast to me.
He's pretty quick. I know his dad pretty well, and they both had some speed. Chance used to be a little faster than he is in his age. You know, he's had some knee problems and some different things. But Colby definitely inherited some football from him for sure.
JoJo Weeks back in the game now for the Texans, and he's back to throw. Looking left, throwing it to Gavin Martinez, who may have had some contact prior to catching that ball. He caught it, and let's see, it's not much of a gain, though. In fact, they're only going to give him a couple of yards.
Yeah, that's one of those throws that, while complete and got your 2 yards, that's a dangerous throw. You got number 8 back there sitting there, Tavion Page. Had a chance to jump that route. Gavin did a good job of keeping himself in between the ball. But, 2 yard gain, it's a risky throw. Still a complete pass from JoJo, though. Gives him some confidence.
Second down and 8 now. Texans trailing at 14-0. Weeks back to throw. Scrambling left. Pressure. Throws it over the middle. Dangerous pass. Almost picked off again by Jones. Went right through his hands.
Yeah, it went through his hands and almost caught in the further down, about 20, 25 yards down the field. So really a lucky throw right there. Tried to hit Cade Stover, but just kind of overthrew him. Had a defender coming at him. Ended up having to throw off of his back foot right there. And just, again, we've seen several risky throws by both quarterbacks tonight.
Yes.
And, we talked about it last week. They ran the ball so much they didn't pass the ball. This week seems like they've taken the other aspect where they're going to come out and air it out a little bit. You wonder if they're going to change that back to maybe run the ball up the middle a little more or taking some of these corners.
Well, frankly, neither running nor passing has worked too well for Wimberley here tonight offensively, as the Buffaloes will take a timeout with 6:05 left to play in the second quarter. Hey, listen, we're looking for fall interns. If you are interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. We'd love to have you.
Well, we've got the I believe at Texan Radio Twitter feed up here too. We're posting a couple pictures.
Oh, good.
And so if you guys have any questions or anything about the game throughout there, tweet us at Texan Radio.
We need to try to track down some scores at halftime too. We'll do that maybe while everybody's enjoying the marching bands out there. Texans have to figure out something on this offense, Jared. Really, defensively, the Texans haven't played bad at all. In fact, they played pretty well. I mean, without the turnovers, there's no score in this ball game. Texans have played well defensively, but getting absolutely nothing on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, they've had to deal with several short fields. One time they did hold up on them, but the other two obviously didn't have a chance at the one with the pick six. The other one, very, very short field for Giddings as well, still was able to pound the ball in.
Third down and 8 now. Boy, it would behoove the Texans to get a first down here. Do not want to give it back to the Buffaloes. Back to throw is weak. Looking, scrambling. Now he's going to be thrown down, and it's incomplete. He tried to sling it out of there as he was being pressured that time.
Yeah, ended up throwing it into the helmet of the defensive end. The opposite side defensive end had him by the back shoulder, ended up throwing it, hitting in the defensive end. Again, popping it up, dangerous throw right there. Texans just wide receivers haven't been able to shake them, haven't been able to get open. I don't know if it's not getting out of the breaks in time, maybe a little bit off, but Texans offense definitely, you can see, is not in rhythm right now.
Eric Govan and Richard Rogers putting the pressure on that time. Wyatt Mann back to punt now. Giddings will have Tavion Page waiting to receive at his own 35-yard line. Buffaloes are going to get the ball back here. Man, here's the punt. And it will bounce near the 50-yard line and roll out of bounds near midfield. Looks like they're going to spot it at the Texan 49-yard line with 5:48 left to play. Doug Warren's going to be asking his defense to tighten up here and try to keep Giddings off the board.
Yeah, another half field for Giddings right here too. So it's another chance for the Wimberley Texans to really step up and kind of toughen up right here, see what they can do.
Grimm, the quarterback. Gannarocio, the starting running back, injured himself earlier. He's walking around on the sideline, though. Quick screen, wide receiver screen, and trying to find yardage is the big wide receiver, and he's able to step off a gain of about 10 yards. That was Chebastian Taylor. Wimberley had it covered, Jared. They just couldn't make the tackle.
Yeah, it's a big man right there, number 25. Looks 6'3", maybe, 6'2". It's a big guy. Just, you know, ended up, he beat him to the sideline and ended up getting into the secondary for a 9-yard gain.
6'3", 210 with speed. Not bad.
Yeah, that's a large young man.
Give him a gain of 9. It'll be second down and 1. Back to throw is Graham. Looking at pressure. Gets away from it, though. Scrambling. Ball comes loose. Let's see if Wimberley has it. Nope. Gettings, somehow, Graham was able to get that thing when it bounced back up.
Yeah, that good play, backside help right there. Jake Cockerham comes up and had really a free shot at him, and Graham kind of shook him a little bit, but backside help came in, stripped the ball down. Luckily for the Buffaloes, literally bounced right back into his gut as he was going to the ground. So got to be happy with that if you're Coach Warren, putting him into a 3rd and 5 right here.
Third down, they got to get to the 39-yard line for a first. Ball at the 43.
Play clock's running down right here on them, too.
Play clock is at 6. Grimm, I don't think he's aware of it. 3, 2, 1. He gets it off, though. Looking, he'll slip it to his running back up the middle. Only a gain of 2, though. He'll be short of the first down. They'll probably go for it here, Jared. That's Eric Clemens on the carry.
I don't see any movement from the sideline right here thinking that a punter is going to come in. So,
and they didn't give him any yardage.
No, it looks
I thought he gained a couple of yards. They're going to put him back at the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to end up being 4th and 4.
Yep.
They're going to run the punt team out there now after seeing the spot.
Yeah, I don't understand that spot. I sure thought he gained a couple of yards on that.
Yeah, it looked like he... Looked like maybe they didn't give him the stretch. Maybe his knee got down before he stretched the ball out there. But if you're the Texans, you're going to take it 1 yard.
No doubt.
And the play clock's going to run out on them here, so they're going to have to run a timeout. Or they may just take the penalty to give their kicker a little bit extra.
Yeah. Good job by the Texans defense there, Jared. That's they had to have that. You can't go into the locker room down 3 scores. You really will be feeling hopeless. So,
yeah, that's a big stop. You know, we said it earlier, Texas defense is playing good. They've been the hand they've been dealt has been some short fields right here. You know, several turnovers that we've seen so far tonight. Texas D has stepped up. Those that middle, the inside linebackers, the outside linebackers, the line's playing very well. Even, you know, coverage downfield, they really haven't made the big play. Obviously, the one touchdown in the corner after the interception is the exception to that one. But, you know, Texas defense stepping up right here. Looks like they're going to get the punt out of them and get the ball back. 4 minutes left till half. See if they can't come down and maybe put some points on the board, at least get it within a 1-touchdown game.
Gettings taking the time out here. If you are a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. Great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. Segura now to punt. Gets some pressure, but gets the punt away. Colby Crowder's going to catch it. A fair catch at about the 8-yard line. So the Texans will be backed up with 3:59 left to play in this first half. Kind of a scary situation for the Texans here. Jared, they haven't been able to move the ball really effectively in this first half, and they're backed up inside their own 10.
Yeah, this is a chance for the Texans. Like I said, it's going to have to be a 4-minute drive. We saw a little bit of luck with the Texans last week coming out of the second half. Or not luck, but a good drive. This is what they're going to need again right here going into the half to really gain momentum going into it and coming back out.
And Masur is back in the game. Neither one of the Wimberley quarterbacks really getting in rhythm yet tonight, Jared.
No, again, just haven't seen that connection yet.
Rolling, scrambling, scream back left, but Masur had all kinds of pressure in the end zone. Got the ball away, but incomplete. He was trying to hit Moss Carruthers.
Yeah, it looks like he just tried to slide out, but again, just... You can tell there's a little bit of hesitation. There's a little bit of something there that they're not on the same page just yet. So look for that to look for that to change at halftime. That's definitely something that the coaching staff's going to address.
Well, I think also this Giddings defensive line is getting a tremendous amount of pressure on these quarterbacks, too. That'll certainly throw you off. Also stop the clock for the Texans. Here's the give up the middle to Hunter Williams. Ball comes loose. It's rolling around at the 22-yard line. A mass of humanity is diving on it. Looks like Giddings has the football, and they do. Boy, that's the last thing you wanted to do there, Jared, is turn it over again. Eric Clemens on the recovery. Giddings will have it deep in Wimberley territory.
Yeah, you put your defense in the same situation we've been talking about, just short field. Defense needs to step up. The unfortunately, as the field goal kicker, we've seen him kick two extra points. It looks like he was trying to kick the scoreboard, so looks like he's a pretty good leg. I watched him a little bit earlier, and he, you know, from this range right here, or from this area right here, he may be within his range. Texans defense needs to step up big right here, help him out.
Ball at the 22-yard line. Grimm will give it to Prosky up the middle. He's got some running room. He is able to push forward for about three to the 19-yard line. Giddings with two timeouts remaining, so they've got plenty of time here with 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Texans turn it over three times in the second quarter. Back to throw. Grimm, no, he's going to slip it to his running back. Prosky again. No gain up the middle, though, so it'll be third and long now for the Buffaloes. And Doug Warren will be, he's been coaching football an awfully long time. He's going to pull out his protective football halftime speech tonight, I think, Jared.
Yeah, he's got to get these kids motivated. They just, again, they kind of look, you know, that offense just looks flat. Just looks like they just haven't quite found their rhythm, and he's definitely going to have to get them motivated right here.
Third down and eight. Back to throw. Juggles it, but Grimm gets it back and throws it over the middle. Bounces it to his receiver. It's incomplete. So now they've got a decision to make. Fourth down and eight. Field goal would be about a 35-yarder. And I think they're going to try it. It's going to be Jesse Portales.
I just watching him earlier. He's got plenty of leg to make it. Accuracy is obviously a key at this age, but plenty of leg.
They're going to put it at the 26. So it'll be a 36-yard field goal. Grimm to hold. Hold is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 36-yard field goal is good. 2:34 left to play in the first half. Our score, Giddings 17, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org and on KOWO 104.1 FM.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans! And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Colby Crowder stands deep to get the kickoff. Giddings pushes its lead to 17-0 on the Jesse Portella's 36-yard field goal. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you. 2:34 left to play in the second quarter. Giddings leading the Wimberley Texans 17-0. Portellis with the kickoff. High, but very short. It's going to be taken at the 20-yard line. Fumbled, but picked up and brought down in the at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Samuel Valadez, just we saw his speed last week and had a chance there, just kind of slipped through his fingers. Texans still got the ball. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left. Still a chance to do something right here.
2.5 minutes left. Again, stay with us at halftime. We'll let you enjoy some of these bands. We'll recap the first half. Try to find some scores for you if we can hit some good hot Wi-Fi. Masur is going to come into the game now. At quarterback, Guy Kipras is going to be back there with him in the backfield at running back. Receivers all over the place. Texans could use some good mojo right about now. And instead, they're going to see a flag thrown. I think Doug Warren's going to be ready to get to the locker room as quickly as possible after this first half.
Yeah, I imagine he's sitting over there right now, probably pacing. I see him kind of standing off there by himself right now.
Nobody wants to be around him.
Yeah, probably standing over there kind of thinking, okay, how do I get these kids motivated, going through his mind. You know, as a head coach, this is a big part of the game when you're down and you really got to rally your troops back. I imagine he's sitting over there kind of walking around thinking, man, how do I get these kids, how do I get that fire lit under them? How do we get going?
First down and 15 now, ball at the Wimberley 19-yard line following the illegal procedure. Masur back to throw. Looks over the middle. Now he's going to throw it out left side. It's incomplete. He's trying to hit Crowder. Crowder well covered. You know, you're talking about Doug Warren, Jared, and I've watched him coach. And the one thing about it, he uses these non-district games to his advantage. Last year, Texans went 0-6. They started the season 0-6 and went three games deep in the playoffs. Had a good season. I think he purposely enjoys playing the teams of the caliber of Giddings. Just so when district kicks in, these guys are going to know that they've already played a lot of really talented football teams and they're ready, you know. That doesn't make Doug Warren feel better tonight, you understand, but I'm just saying. Here's the give to Kipras, and he's able to push forward close to the 25-yard line. It'll be third down and long now. Check that, fourth and long now. Fourth and maybe about 10. Is it fourth or third?
I believe it's third.
Still
the first
just
one was
third.
A penalty.
Okay.
Last week we had the phantom fourth down.
That's right.
But this week they figured it out. It's actually third down and 10 for the Texans.
It's funny. We had that, and the next day I'm flipping channels, and I saw the Pac-10 network was showing a replay of Colorado's fifth down play that they had back in the 80s.
Yep, yep. It happens. These, officials and everybody makes mistakes, but we did see it last week.
Third down and 10. Masur's going to keep it himself. He's got some running room, but not enough for the first down. He steps off about 6 to the 31-yard line. And now quickly, Giddings is going to take a timeout with 1:31 left here, Jared. That's a good move here. They want to get the ball back.
Yeah, their coaches, they've seen that Wimberley at this point right now, kind of struggled a little bit on the special teams. Last punt kind of went off to the side of his foot and ended up really at the 49-yard line. So, you know, the way that they're playing at this time right now with a minute 30 left, if they can get the ball at the 49-yard line and with a kicker as good as they have, they've still got a chance to put some points on the board. So good timeout by the coaching staff.
I think that is the last timeout that Giddings has when they get the ball here. It'll be fourth down and about 4. When the Texans come back out, they're huddled around Doug Warren looking for answers right now for sure. Hey, be sure and like our Facebook page. Get all the latest scores, future games, and info about the Texans. www.facebook.com/Wimberley Radio. Like us, won't you? I like you, Jared.
Sometimes I wonder.
Sometimes I like him more than others.
I can find space and a lot of heat here, so we.
Yeah, we're getting to know each other. Oh, my goodness, man dropped the ball, but he's able to get it and get the punt off. Bounces at the Giddings 45, tumbles end over end down to the Giddings 35-yard line. That is where the Buffaloes will take over with 1:19 remaining and no timeouts. Texans defense have been asked to do a lot here tonight. They'll be asked to do some more right now.
Good punt by Wyatt right there. Kind of, ended up with the drop. Ended up actually helping him out a little bit. The deep man for Giddings just got out of the way. Made a little pump fake right there like he was going to go into it. But good kick. Got a good roll out of it as well.
Giddings with 5 receivers all over the place. They're going to put the pedal down to the middle here at the end of this first half. Grimm. Back to throw. Pressure. Steps up. He's got a lot of running room. Puts a move on someone and is finally brought down by Jake Cockerham after a gain of six, and they'll quickly go back to the line of scrimmage.
He had a lot of running room. Cockerham caught him from behind. I thought maybe he had a chance to strip that ball. He looked like he tried to, but still a great play by Jake. Hustle play right there coming back and getting him.
Clock moves inside of 1 minute. Rolling is Grimm. Over the middle, it's caught. Caught by Taylor, the big wide receiver we were talking about. First down out to the 47-yard line. Clock now is at 52 seconds, but it stops with the moving of the chains. Gettings trying to work quickly here. Already leading it 17 to nothing. Grimm now will roll left. Looking, and now he's going to be sacked. I think that was Cockerham again.
That was. He came right off the left side, and a quarterback moving up towards the left, moving away from him. And Cockerham caught him from behind again. Good hustle play right there by Jake.
Dropped at the 42-yard line. It'll be second down and 15. Gettings still moving quickly. Clock is at 23 seconds and rolling. Back to throw. Pressure again. Cockerham again. Misses him, though. Grimm over the middle, and it's incomplete. Hit hard in the secondary is Taylor. Clock stops at 14 seconds remaining. It'll be third down and 15. It'll be interesting to see if Gettings wants to go for it here, if they just want to try to run something conservative.
I think they're probably at this point probably going to take a shot. I mean, you may even look to see somewhat that same play. Their big receiver is going to come out, though. Colby got a pretty decent hit on him, but got him low right there, and so he brings him out of the game. But Gettings continues. Looks like they got four wide receivers and brought a running back in to block right here. I probably look for him to go downfield a little bit, give their kicker a chance with only 14 seconds left.
Whatever they do, if it doesn't go out of bounds, they're going to have trouble getting off a next play. Colby probably gives up about a half a foot to Taylor. He had to hit him low. He couldn't reach up there high. Back to throw. Grimm, right side, sideline, up for grabs, incomplete, but interference is going to be called against Wimberley at the Wimberley 35-yard line.
Yeah. Looks like Samuel Valadez didn't get his head back around. We saw it earlier with Gavin on that far side on the touchdown. He just didn't get that head back around. That ball just fluttered around like a duck. Looked like something looked like something I threw. And, it's going to end up, one, stopping the clock, and two, giving them a shot to at least throw one in the end zone, maybe bring their big receiver back in.
See where they're going to end up marking this now. They're talking things over at the 35 is where it happened. Surely that would be out of the range of the kicker, Jesse Bortelis. You wouldn't think he'd kick a 50-yarder. Yeah, it's a mark off from the line of scrimmage. So it's not going to be quite as costly for the Texans as they're marking it off down to about the 44-yard line. Yeah. 7 seconds remaining, Jared. They're running out of options and running out of time.
Yeah, this one here, you got to figure they're going to just probably throw a couple people out there on the far right-hand side. On their right, that seems where they've been throwing the most. Quarterback feels comfortable throwing to his right. But three receivers left right here, so we'll see what they do.
It's got to be quick and out of bounds or just a Hail Mary. They're going to throw it to the left. It's caught over the middle. Caught, breaks a tackle at the 35-30. Look out. They better tackle him. And down to the 25-yard line.
And we got Jake Cockerham really came and got a good hit on the quarterback. Came off his backside. Young man who's hustling, he steps up, throws the ball, and Cockerham's on him. So a little bit shaken up, but gets up, walking into halftime, and Gettings got the 17-0 lead.
And Hunter Jane with the catch, and he got it to the 25-yard line. At any rate, clock runs out. Wimberley at halftime will go into the locker room trailing it by a score of 17 to nothing. Stay with us, everybody. Stay with our halftime show. We'll give you some scores and highlights, lets you listen to the band. You are listening to Wimberley Texan Football on WimberleyRadio.org and also COWO 104.1 FM.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.